All right. Here's your drinks.
Yeah.
Drink up.
Yes.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk.
Yes.
Whole milk.
I didn't know if you wanted another round of that, but I gave it to you.
Thank you.
It's on me. Like everything else. All right.
What are we eating?
So, before we eat our next meal.
Oh.
I just wanted to give a little shout out to Jason Kelsey.
Oh. That's my boy right there. That guy made me cry.
Really?
That shit was sad.
Dude, it was so sad. I watched it live.
Did you give
a
speech or something?
What happened? Yeah, he...
I was at work.
Oh, my God.
Come on, bro. Are you serious?
This shit ass. 42-minute press conference.
And he cried for, like...
the first 5 minutes.
No, like, the whole thing.
The whole... Like, before he even said words.
Yeah.
He just sat down and started crying.
Like 10
and he said, this is going to be a long one. And continued to cry before he started his speech, I guess.
And Travis was there in the stands crying, too.
And damn. Kylie was there crying.
Kylie?
His wife. Jenner.
Right.
She was crying.
I don't think there's a Jenner named Kylie.
Are
is
sure?
there?
Are you sure?
Kylie Jenner.
This guy, dude.
Pretty
you are. There is.
Am I crazy?
There is a Kylie Jenner. Look her up.
What the
Look it
fuck?
Up right now, you fuck ass.
The youngest billionaire
you fuck
ever.
Ass.
I don't fucking know
youngest
Jenner's,
billionaire,
bro.
Dude.
Damn, man.
Anyway.
Pull her up.
Travis Kelce, not Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce. Big retirement, obviously. He,
Oh, wait. Yeah. I didn't realize that was her name.
A real one.
He is the... I mean, at least for our age gap, he is probably the biggest eagle of all time. For our age, since we've been watching.
Yeah, probably.
Nick Foles is a close second.
Said Nick Foles had the biggest dick.
He did say that.
Said Doug Peterson had the biggest balls.
He said that, too.
Doggy.
In the same sentence, he said it.
Yeah. During the press conference. Anyway.
Believe us.
I know this.
Anyway, just wanted to shout him out. You know, congrats on retirement.
Actual goat shit. We'll see him in 5 years. Putting on that jacket. Hall of Fame type beat.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to work with the team still.
100%.
Yeah.
He'll probably take a year off. Do the pod. Do his pod shit.
Yeah, they've been killing it with the freaking podcast. It's crazy. All right. Next meal, the little black crispy bits of spaghetti bolognese at the bottom of the slow cooker after it was left on warm setting overnight.
I have no idea what this is about.
You'll find out.
He's going to get his meal.
I'm going to get my meal.
He's talking about the bottom of the barrel. The bottom of the crock pot.
We're talking about the Giants again?
Yeah.
Got him.
Got him.
Wrong league.
Walking into that one, Mr. Jenner.
Wait, you know what he's getting at?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Oh fuck, he's back.
Hey.
Why does he look like that?
Wow. Do you like dinosaurs, son?
What? All right.
Dude, I really like the guy on TikTok that says nobody gets a good night except the following people. And he does really specific things.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yo, bro, look at this.
Holy fuck, what the
Wait, what did he just do?
There's no way. You can't do that. No, you can't do that in public.
Wait.
No, guys.
Holy fuck.
Oh my God. All right. I gotta get out of here.
You gave me the finger.
Gotta make me squeal.
All right, here.
Holy fuck. That's a big fucking meal.
Wait.
Holy shit.
Wait, Bob. Oh my God. Bob, gonna crack the egg real quick.
What? Oh, bird in that egg.
Mark, you gotta stop doing that.
Holy shit.
I might have to kick you out. Like, permanently.
Here, you guys wanna see what happens?
No, Mark. No, stop.
Full
I already saw it. No, I saw it. No, Mark, I already saw.
You guys
That's
should be
so
glad
gross.
You can't see what's happening right now.
What?
Nothing.
Dude, it's getting cold.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
What is it?
It's the crispy bits.
It's
the
burnt.
Crispy bits.
All right. So I just want to know a little something.
I just want to know.
I want to know which of the bottom tier NBA teams will be contenders soonest.
Soonest.
The most. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So I have some teams here, but obviously you pick your poison. We got Detroit, Washington, San Antonio, Portland, and Charlotte. Who do you think has the most potential to be good again the fastest?
Can you hit me with those one more?
Detroit, Washington, San Antonio, Portland, and Charlotte. And that's just a list. You can pick another team.
I know my pick.
I feel like the obvious answer is San Antonio.
It's got to be.
You right. think so, though? Because
I definitely
the people
think so.
Around Wemby are horrible. Awful.
They're horrible.
We're not talking this year.
No, right? But I'm talking like next year.
In the future.
Next 2 years at most.
Look at the Thunder. They had a very quick turnaround because they dished a lot with picks, and they have a lot of really good young guys.
It took them a long time to get where they are, though.
Well, you know.
They've had, what is this, like Shea's fifth year at this point? He's been the lone all-star for a long time on that team.
I mean, he wasn't even an all-star.
But now they're cooking.
What, this year?
No. Like,
oh, wow. Well.
The past couple years.
He developed into one.
But he's obviously amazing now. But
and their team is so deep.
I think the big thing is that like San Antonio only needs a couple starting roster spots to become a good team because of how good Wemby is.
Yeah. It's very true.
That's the biggest difference.
And Wemby's only going to get better.
He's so young, too. Isn't he only like... He's only like 19, I thought.
Yeah, he's really young. And he already has such a great jump shot.
Yeah.
And he leads the league in blocks as a rookie.
He's very good. He's very tall. He's very long.
He's extremely 20 years old.
He can put the ball in the basket very nicely.
Yeah, but one man can't. We know this. One man can't run a team.
We just talked about this last week, though. Realistically... Need a 1-2.
At the very least. And a decent bench.
You absolutely need a 1-2. The Nuggets showed us that.
Yeah, but the Nuggets have a really deep team.
But Wemby doesn't have a 2.
No, he doesn't. And if he gets a really good, pure point guard that can pass the ball, it's going to be dangerous.
With how much star power and potential Wemby has... Do they need that low of a draft pick next year?
No, but they're going to get one.
Exactly. So they can trade it away.
They could.
The other issue you run into with that, though, is that when you think about like who's going to be available around the league next year, there's really not that many guys. That's something I worry about with the Sixers, is that like there's not really like we have good picks going forward. And there's really, at this moment in time, like especially after the trade deadline, there's not that many good guys around the league you would really want that are like aren't just role players.
Yeah, that's true. But as we know in the NBA,
things change quick.
That and they can demand a trade.
Yeah,
anybody can demand a trade and demand where they want to go. And let's be honest, why wouldn't you want to play with Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
But that's the thing that I'm curious about with Wemby. Do you think? Other players want to play with him?
I definitely think so, especially if you're young.
I feel like he's too young for that.
Yeah, I think he's too young to like pull people in to wanting to be there. Like we see that a lot with the Phillies now.
Right.
The Phillies had Bryce. Bryce has been in the league a long time and a very good player for a long time. So when he came here, won MVP, and then the Phillies got good, everybody wanted to come here.
Yeah.
So I don't think he has that kind of star power right now to pull in people. I'm sure there is some people who wouldn't mind that, but I don't think it would be next year
or
even 2 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, I think most realistically, like, the question was contender, right?
Yeah, playoff team. Doesn't have to be like
I think the soonest they'll be a contender, give it like 2 to 4 years, probably around 3 years, and then you'll really start to see things happening. Because he really is amazing. Like,
yeah. Well, we've already seen like the effect just being in the NBA and having the benefits of, or I should say the luxury of the training and medical things like that, that he's going to bulk up and he's going to become a monster. Like, look at Giannis. He was a skin Flynn coming into the league and then a 2-time MVP. So, back-to-back, I should add. So, it is a matter of time before, especially if he doesn't get better, he's still good right now. So, even if he stays at this level, people are going to want to play with him.
Yeah. And once he takes that next step, which he's obviously going to do.
As well as San Antonio probably has the opportunity to just offer somebody dummy money.
Yeah, they're not paying anybody right now with Wemby on his rookie contract.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that.
They could
But
whoever wants to be a free agent, and we talked about this last week, it's not always about loyalty to the team you're at. It's where the bread's at for some people. So they drop a bag, somebody's going to come, whether they want to play with Wemby or not.
Very true.
What? Somebody's going to come.
Somebody's going to come. Somebody's dropping a bag for me, I'm coming.
Bro, I had a funny thought. I don't know why I thought this, but it would be really funny if somebody like Jordan Poole ended up on that team.
He would destroy that team.
Yeah, what's his deal? He's just a toxic fuck or what?
He's playing on the shittiest team in the league, and he got punched in the fucking face, dude. Like, I mean, I'd be pretty upset, too.
A Ben Simmons, kind of. He just, like, plays when he wants to and can be really good or just be like, fuck you guys, I don't even feel like playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he wants... I don't know if he wants to play.
I think we can all agree that Washington is the worst team in the NBA.
They're really weird, though, because they have some pretty decent players.
Yeah,
they do.
I think that falls in line with, do they want to play or do they not want to play?
Yeah.
I think the Spurs are just like, hey, Wemby, do your best, and whatever happens this year happens.
Yeah.
Because was it Poole that tweeted the thing? It was like, this was about the Pistons. When they couldn't win, he tweeted like, at this point, it's like, just don't be that team. And now the Wizards are below the Pistons standings.
Fuck. Yeah, that's rough.
Not to mention that their stadium's getting moved to Washington State?
I forgot about that.
Or no, not Washington State. Where?
It's south.
I don't remember. Virginia?
I think
that is it. Virginia. Yeah, I remember you said that.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not that far.
So, I mean, that's down the line, but...
Right. But that seems a mess right now.
That's crazy.
They're like the...
They said, what, 2028? 9?
Something like that. They're like the Oakland A's of the NBA.
Do they change names?
They might rebrand. Who knows?
I don't know. I kind of like... I like the Wizards. What are they having? But it doesn't go with Virginia. They're Virginia Wizards.
No, they'll probably rebrand.
Well, no. I think it's a city in Virginia. I forget which city it was. Is it Richmond?
No. It wasn't Richmond.
I don't think it was Richmond.
Hold on,
James. It don't matter that much, but
yeah,
I think that the Pistons are on the come up for me.
I think ironically. I was going to say that they have a. I mean, I know they had a horrible, horrible start to the season.
Yeah,
they have some pretty decent players, and they have a pretty good coach too, which is kind of the surprising part about how bad they were for a while. But I think a lot of those bottom teams, they like if you look at like the last couple of years for most of them. They've been shitty, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, there's a couple outliers. Like, the Hornets are not a great team, but, like, they had a player that was hurt for a pretty long stretch of time. And same with the Grizzlies. Like, they're really bad right now, but, like, obviously, Ja
was
gone for
Alexandria,
a while, so.
Virginia.
You can make a cool name with that.
Yeah, they could.
But,
Alexandria Alexis.
There it is. Alexandria the Greats. Boom!
Not bad.
Holy fuck, how does he do it?
Not bad.
What was I just going to say? Huh? But yeah, the Pistons, they got Jaden Ivey's pretty good, and obviously Cade is definitely, he's going to be an all-star one day.
It just takes time. Like, when you have a team full of such young players like that, like, things are not going to fall right into place immediately.
Yeah.
Like, people have to figure out their role and what kind of player they're going to be. And I think it's especially hard when you don't have veterans surrounding you, like, on the bench or anywhere. You know
what
I mean? Like, somebody, especially somebody big in, like, the starting lineup. Like, it's so much easier for players to develop when they have somebody with a lot of experience, and especially, like, playoff experience, to teach them a little bit. And those teams just don't have any of that. So.
Nah, especially the Wizards. Yeah. And Jordan Poole definitely needs guidance because he just does whatever the hell he wants. And obviously, LeBron didn't help him in any way. Or not LeBron, he was on the...
Yeah,
my
Steph.
Bad. Yeah. Steph, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Eat it, beat it, drink it, part 2.
Well,
part 2.
You heard that?
I'm beating it. I'm beating it as we speak.
Wait, how did you know we're beating it?
I've been beating it. I'm edging it.
Oh, brother.
Holy.
All right, we're beating it. So. Stop, dude. You guys.
The boss doesn't look happy.
Yeah, the boss usually isn't micromanaging, but tonight you scared him.
He should be. I'll take my business elsewhere.
He's a puss.
What?
I hate that. He, oh, bro.
I'm gonna fucking pour honey on that guy.
Yo, pour honey on me, damn.
Holy moly. Y'all ever had a Popeye's biscuit with honey on it?
Dude, no. Hold it, dude. Is that good?
That's it's
good.
Gas.
The crispy crunchy chicken does that.
The crispy crunchy from my way, dude? No.
Honey on the biscuit.
Bro, honey on a biscuit.
I haven't been my way in a minute.
Like, no, you're good. Give us Rabu.
Like Mikey J.
We're talking like a Sims character. Yeah, but it's not
him now. I'm not even going to go there.
Just go there at this point.
I'm going to start talking in reverse, dude, if you don't start beating it. No. Dude, beat me. Come on.
All right, you're so. We're going to do. We've done this before.
Oh, no.
It's over.
Oh, dude. I need y'all. So last time we did this as a team. This time we're doing it separately, all four of us. We are going to
Egypt. We're going to Egypt, guys.
You weren't here last time, Isaiah. I just lost it. I lost it. I lost my beat. It.
Start a new note, dude.
No.
Start a new
no.
Note. What the fuck?
All right, so we're making a four-line verse.
Oh, dude.
That rhymes with and implements the word remote, talking about always losing it. All right, we got the rhymes going.
I want Isaiah to go first.
How y'all doing?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right, man, I'll go first.
Shit, all right,
man.
Spit on me.
So we're rhyming remote, right?
Remote about losing it.
All right, looking for this shit all day. Trying to watch Shark Week in my boat.
Shark Week in your boat?
Shark Week.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Found it in my toilet's bidet.
Oh.
I shit it out. Finally got the remote.
Hey, okay.
Oh, okay. Dude.
Okay.
See, all, okay, that was really good. That was way better than mine. All of mine rhyme with remote.
That's a good thing, bro. Okay, that's okay. A good thing.
My job wanted me to promote till I went and lost our remote. Now my promote turned to a demote.
Ooh.
Lost my job. Now I gotta sell the boat.
Oh, man.
Sean, hit us with it.
No.
Why do I have to go? Why do I have to go at all? All
right, fine. Dude, I'll
Sean's go. Sean's curling his toes. He's scared.
I am a little scared. Oh, my God. All right. Finished up my Coke trying to find the remote. This shit is a joke. Where the hell did it go? Check between my toes. There it is on the stove. Give it to the crow to keep it safe. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, let me round this out.
What does that mean?
Been laying on the bed just after I beat it. TV. Hey, hold on. What are you guys laughing at?
What are you beating?
It's beat it, dude. We're beating right now.
Oh, true. Come on.
All right, you got to go again. You got to go again.
All right, hold on. Let me start.
Shit,
it.
Man.
There's nothing in there. There was a remote.
He's not done.
Sorry.
I didn't want to fuck every line. That's not how rapping works. Shit. Been laying on the bed just after I beat it. TV still off. But I still gotta see it. Where the fuck is the remote? About to put Fortnite Ninja on to hit that flossy mode.
Damn.
There it is. You know I would came through. Come on.
You literally came through.
Just after I beat it.
Shoo. All right. That was pretty good.
Pretty good. Dude. I think we all did pretty
yeah, that
good.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that. Wow. It took us 45 minutes, but it's all right.
You know I come correct, all right?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right.
Last time I did Fortnite.
You did. You got a Fortnite thing going.
After I beat.
I have a nightly routine, all right? It's pretty.
Just my routine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just walking you guys through it.
TV's still off, but I still got to see it.
All right, let's keep the drinks flowing. Next round
chocolate
is going.
Milk.
Let's get it.